Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the state's growing Amish population. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. The Amish population in North America has more than doubled since the year 2000. There are now more than 370,000 Amish people in the U.S., and many call Ohio home. The state has the second largest Amish population in the country, and it's growing really fast. Here to tell us more about why is Steve Nolt. He's the director of the Young Center for Anabaptist and Pietist Studies at Elizabethtown College. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Just in the past 5 years, Ohio's Amish population has grown by nearly 10,000 people, and the state has added more Amish church districts than anywhere else in the country. What's driving this growth?
So the Amish population growth is driven by two factors, primarily large families and what we call high retention rates. That is the percentage of children born to Amish parents who join the Amish church as adults. So the Amish church practices adult baptism. That means that you're not automatically Amish as an adult just because your parents were. So you have to make that choice. And somewhere between 85 and 90% of children born to Amish parents do join the Amish church. And as I said, they have large families, like around 6.5 children per completed family. So that's certainly much higher than the typical family size in the United States otherwise. So you have large families and high retention rates, and you end up with a doubling time that's about roughly every 20 years or so.
Wow. Well, if the Amish population doubles every 20 years or so, we're talking about some pretty substantial growth. Is there enough room for everybody? I mean, where is everybody going?
Well, that's one of the reasons that you're seeing new, what we call, and what the Amish call settlements around the country. So there are, of course, many historic settlements. In Ohio, the oldest settlement dating back to about 1809 is centered in Holmes County, Ohio. And then there's some other older settlements in Ohio. The Geauga County community east of Cleveland dates back to the 1880s. But what we've seen in the later 20th century and the first part of the 21st century is that those communities continue to grow in terms of population, but they become rather crowded as far as availability of land and homes and so on. And so Amish people form new communities all the time. And so we now have Amish communities in 32 states across the country, as well as more settlements in historic Amish populated states like Ohio, where you are.
Okay, so Amish communities are pretty insular, but obviously this is significant expansion. Does it have an impact on non-Amish Ohioans?
Yeah, I think, you know, we have now more Amish people living in more places than they ever did before. And so they are continuing to rub up against non-Amish neighbors. One of the issues that shows up is, you know, sharing the road, car drivers, motor vehicles, becoming aware of Amish buggies who are obviously moving more slowly. You know, there are other kind of practical things like small businesses in an area maybe putting up hitching rails for buggies that are coming into town to attract Amish businesses, things like that.
Well, what's next? Do you think the Amish population will continue to grow as quickly as it has been? And what does that mean for rural communities in a state like Ohio?
You know, it's always hazardous to predict the future, but I don't see anything that would indicate that Amish population growth would slow down. You know, for some areas that receive new Amish settlements across rural America, it's been an economic lifeline. You have areas, counties and communities that have been in rural population decline for 30 or 40 years. And so to have an influx of new people has been really beneficial in some places.
That was Steve Nolt from Elizabethtown College on the growth of Amish populations. Steve, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.